Welcome to The Well. This podcast focuses on applying the Bible to our everyday lives, discussing real-life issues from a Christian perspective, and encouraging women to walk in faith. As Jesus followers, we have all experienced the freedom that comes with choosing to follow Him, and we want to be a part of your journey to living a life rooted in Christ. This podcast is sponsored by Costello's Butcher Shop, recently voted best locally owned retail store in the Gulf Coast. Y'all, they have everything. Your Wagyu steaks, a deli, fine cheeses, fine wines, desserts, just all the amazing things. They're located at 8190 West Fairfield Drive in Pensacola, Florida. And don't forget about their free lunch program through the KTF. 7 days a week, a child can walk in to Costello's and get themselves a sack lunch and fill their bellies. I think Christy said they've almost beat 100,000. That's amazing. All right, so go in, say hi, let them know Truth Rising sent you, and don't miss out. You will be so glad you did.
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. My name is Esme, and I am the fellowship lead with Truth Rising. I am so glad that you are listening, and I am super excited to be sharing with you today. Before we get started, I want you to imagine that we are sitting at your favorite coffee shop, and we are just across from each other enjoying a nice and warm cup of coffee, tea, or a latte. And we have just come together to have conversations about practical ways to live the Christian life as a mom, as a sister, as a wife, whatever your role in your family is. This past week, Maggie shared one of my most favorite Bible verses. Proverbs 14:1 is certainly what I have used in my life to lay out the foundation for my home. And I just love the Passion Translation. And that is what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And it reads like this. Every wise woman encourages and builds up her family, but a foolish woman over time will tear it down by her own actions. I'm going to read that one more time. Every wise woman encourages and builds up her family, but a foolish woman over time will tear it down by her own actions. Let's talk about this. First off, what makes a woman wise to begin with? Ladies, see, I love this verse. I love it because we don't have to go searching anywhere else for an answer. The first part of this verse says, every wise woman encourages and builds up her family. That's it. That's the answer. A wise woman encourages and builds up her family. So what are some of the ways that you can encourage your family members today? What are some of the ways that you can start to encourage your children to develop and practice godly character? How can you encourage your children to practice kindness, to be generous, to love people and act in loving ways, to experience joy, to practice patience? How can you encourage your husband today? How can you compliment him? Can you tell your husband how grateful you are that he is in your life? If you ladies know the way in which your husbands and your children and anyone in your life feels appreciated and loved, you can do and you can speak out loud those things to them to encourage them and to build them up. And if you are not married, ladies, this is for you as well. You can practice this with your sister, with your brothers, with your cousins, with your parents. I can tell you from experience that as a parent is an amazing thing when your children speak life over you. So are you building up and encouraging your family members today? For me, it is super easy to tell the people that I love them, and to tell them their good qualities. I do have a way with words, and that just comes naturally for me. And I do understand that not all of us have, you know, the same gift. There are some people who have a hard time speaking or telling people that they love the good things about them. But today, I want to encourage you to make that change. Today, I want to encourage you to start to speak life over those people in your family. Because if somebody told me that my family unit would be better and that I would become a wise woman by encouraging and by building up my own family members with words, I would certainly start doing that right away. I wouldn't even have to think about it. I would say, yes, I'm in. And I know that you may be sitting here thinking, hold on, Esme, don't get all crazy on me. You are telling me that to be a wise woman, all I have to do is encourage and build up my people. Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying. And again, I want to challenge you to make that change in your life. I want to encourage you to today make that change. Start speaking life over your family. Start encouraging them and start to build them up with words. And tell me if you do not see a difference in their behavior. Today, ladies, I want to challenge you to send your husband a text telling him how good he is, calling out all the good qualities that he has, call out his good character, tell him his good qualities as a friend, as a dad, as a husband. Do the same thing with your children. Text your children. Tell them that they are lovely, that they are worthy. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that they are smart. And again, watch and see how it changes your family dynamics for the best. You know, it is shocking to me that we as people can become very comfortable and can even adopt habits in which we start to think that if we tell somebody all the good things about them, that makes us look weak. And that's not even a thing that we should be thinking about. Today, I want to encourage you to start living your life as a wise woman and start to encourage and build up your family.
Okay, friends, get this on your calendar. We have an event coming up October 8th of this year, held in Pensacola, Florida at Marcus Point Baptist Church. It's a night out with Truth Rising where we are going to be pouring into military and first responder marriages, active duty or prior. Y'all, there's dinner included, childcare is included, speakers. Right now, early bird tickets are $40 a couple and $20 an individual because we all know how the lifestyle goes. We're talking prizes of $500 Costello's Butcher Shop gift card, a Yeti cooler, a family photography session, and more. Do not miss this. Again, it's October 8th of this year from 4 to 8 p.m. in Pensacola, Florida. See the podcast description for the link to get your tickets today.
Now, I want to talk about the second part of this verse too, because the second part is just as important as the first part. And the second part of this verse says, "But a foolish woman over time will tear down her house by her own actions." I'm going to read that again. "But a foolish woman over time will tear down her house by her own actions." Wow, that is just one of those things that it really gets you when you hear it. It is so real. It is so true. And it hurts. Because I know that you have either seen this or you have experienced it yourself. And the truth is that divorce doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. Unhappy marriages, they don't happen overnight. They happen over time. Brokenness doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time. The people in the marriage, they don't grow apart overnight. They grow apart over time. And so, yes, I do believe that a foolish woman is very much capable of tearing down her own house over time. So let's talk about what tears your family down. How can someone tear their own house down with their own actions? I will personally tell you that the first thing that it is going to tear your house down, it's not having God as the center of your life and as the center of your family. Ladies, that is the truth. God is the glue that keeps it all together. And if you don't have God as the center of your life, and if you don't have God as the center of your family, you will not have a family at all. I talked to you about building up your family and the ways that you can do that when you do it with words, when you encourage them, when you speak life over them, when you tell them what's good about them. And just as easier, just in the same way, you can tear your family apart with words, by calling out the things that they are not good at, by calling out their mistakes over and over and over again, by telling them how they are not enough, by telling them the things that you don't like about them. That is surely one way to tear your family down. See, I have things that I am not good at. There's a lot of things that I am not good at. I am not a handy person. I will be the first one to tell you that. I cannot fix a leaking toilet to save my life. My landlord, it's living proof of that. Thank God he is so good, because I am not a handy person at all. I know that in a joking way, I have shared that I am not a good cook. The kitchen is not my place to be. And you know what? We eat every day. And if every day somebody in my house had to remind me that I am not a good cook, that I am just not as good as other people, that I cannot make the meals that somebody else makes, I can tell you that that seems like nothing. That seems like a small thing. But I can promise you that over time, that would tear me down. Over time, that will become something that would be hurtful to me. Because if every day I have to be reminded of something that I am not good at, that is sure to tear me down. And I hope that as you hear me say these things, I hope that you can hear and see the difference between a wise woman and a foolish one. I hope that you have the time to think about these things and not just think about what I've shared with you today, but find ways in which today you can make a change in your family and you can put into practice the things that we're talking about. Encourage your family, build them up. And if you don't have a way with words, if you find this to be something that it's a little difficult and you have to work at it, well, guess what? The more you do it, the easier it will become. And in all honesty, it shouldn't be hard. to tell the people we love the good things in them. It shouldn't be hard for a mom to tell their children that they are good. It shouldn't be hard for a wife to tell her husband that he is good. It shouldn't be hard for a child to tell their parents or her parents, his parents, that they are good. And I know we live in a broken world, but I want you to get out of that mentality. And I want you to start thinking like a wise woman and start building up your family. As a Christian, the word of God, it's very personal to me. So when I read a verse like the one that I've shared today, or any other verse, I put myself in the word of God. I put myself and my name in scripture, because that becomes personal to me. When I put my name in something, that becomes part of me, part of who I am. So for this verse, you know, when I look at it, when I want to make it personal, when I want it to touch my heart, I put my name on it. And I read it to myself like this, like, Esme, if you want to be a wise woman, then encourage and build up your family. But Esme, if you want to be a foolish one, don't do that and tear your own house down with your own actions. And I believe that anyone can make the word of God personal. I believe that anyone in any situation can make the word of God fit the season that you're in and whatever you are going through to make it personal. So I want to encourage you to do that today. I want you to speak life over yourself today and make the decision to start living your life today as a wise woman. I want to close today's podcast with a verse that I am going to try to encourage you to make this personal. And so I know that the verse is meant for wives, but I am not here just to talk to wives. I am not here just to talk to the people who are married. I am here to talk to women who are single as well. And if you are single, you should be learning and you should be preparing yourself for marriage if that is what you want in the future. That is what I'm doing, because I do know what I want in my future, and I do know the kind of marriage that I want in my future, and I do know the kind of wife that I am going to be in the future. So I want to leave you with this verse, and I'm going to show you just how I would make this personal. So if you want to make this verse personal, here's your chance, and here's how you do it. This verse reads, her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. And that is Proverbs 31, 11, 12. So now, if I wanted to make that verse personal, for the sake of showing you today, I am going to use my friend's name. And so if, let's say, my husband's name was Scott, I will say this to myself and I would write it down in my journal, just as Scott can trust me and I will greatly enrich his life and I will bring him good, not harm, all the days of my life. So I want to encourage you today. If you are married, I want to encourage you to make this verse personal, because when you change your mind and you think about how you want to be a better person, then you can also start building up your family with words of encouragement to build them up. Now, as a mom, Here is how I choose to read this verse and make it personal for me. My kids can trust me, and I will greatly enrich their life. I will bring them good and not harm all the days of my life. Again, if you are a single lady, single ladies, you can put future husband in here. If you are dating or if you're engaged, you can put that person's name in here. Whatever role in your family you have, you can make the word of God personal. And you can make it fit any situation and anything that you are going through to start to develop a relationship with God if you don't have one yet. I pray that today's podcast will encourage you to make the change today and start living your life as a wise woman. I pray that you will start to develop a relationship with God and you will see Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I pray that this podcast will influence you in a good way. I pray that if you share it, the people who will hear it will be inclined to also make a change in their lives and better their families. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you are using any Bible verse to make it personal, I want to know about it. I want to know how you make the Word of God personal. I want to know what kind of relationship you have with God. And above all, I would really, really like to hear your stories. If today you decide to make a change and start living your life as a wise woman, encouraging and building up your family, I want to know how that changed your life. Again, we are here for you. We would like to pray for you, and we want to know your stories. Thank you so much for listening today. Have an amazing day and a great week. Until next time, friends. Bye. Here at Truth Rising, we believe in the power of prayer. And today, we want to pray a blessing over you and your family. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.